Devil's Advocate. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll take you all the way home safe, as long as Dommy is driving.
We'll Dominic, get there faster if I am.
I've been joined here in studio in the Broadcast Bunker 2.0, Pat Kreitlow from the Up North News.
How's it going?
He's
going
to drive us home, Dom. Welcome back, Pat. Get that mic a little closer. Hey, I want to hear you clearly.
Thank you. And I just want to say it's so good to have kindred spirits here because I, too, needed a third try before I got the driver's license.
Third time's the trick, right, Pat?
Third time. The first time that parallel parking, you know, that cone just tipped right on over and... I don't remember what I did the second time. It was kind of a death by a thousand paper cuts, a whole bunch of little things wrong. But here I am now. I only took out two drivers on the belt line, and I'm ready to go.
It wasn't me. I was here.
No.
Pat, how are things going up in the Northwoods? We talk about it being very red up there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of malfeasance going on in the governance here in the great state of Wisconsin. And a lot of it's coming from your part of the state. I blame you, Pat Kreitlow.
It most certainly is. Well, you should.
Come on, Pat.
Yeah. Well, that's part of why I always like whenever I'm on with you guys or other places to play that clip of Stevie Ray Vaughan being caught in the crossfire, because that's what it feels like when you're up there. You used to have Democratic representation like, Roger Bresky and Jim Holperin and Russ Decker and Bob Jauch and others. And now when you don't have really a viable two-party system going up there, it's a lot easier for the extremists, you know, the far right to take over, not unlike what's happening in Washington, D.C. right now. You know, we actually would like, your show is rooted in, you know, a good disagreement between sides. But when one side is completely absent and the other side is warping reality, well, small wonder that things aren't going as well as they should up there or anybody else.
Well, we feel like we're kind of crossfire for the common man.
Yes, we appreciate that about you.
Pat, do you see attitudes changing at all in the Northwoods?
I think I look at it as a lot like... we talk about how trends, you know, start on the coasts and then eventually, you know, they work their way here to the Midwest and then eventually work their way, you know, to the upper Midwest. And in much the same way, it's
going transmitted to, by mosquitoes, Pat?
Yeah, basically. And it takes a while with the winters and everything for trends to get up there. So it's going to be a while yet, I think. I think that, you know, it doesn't matter if you're looking at, Craig Gilbert's, you know, great analysis pieces in the Journal Sentinel or any place else, you see that those voter numbers aren't getting better up north anytime soon. The thing that's going to change it involuntarily is redistricting. And no matter what happens, now, first off, it can't be as gerrymandered as it was, you know, 10 years ago, but Republicans will certainly try. But because so much of the population has left rural and northern Wisconsin and moved toward Madison, Milwaukee, and other areas, the legislative districts simply by nature have to move south as well. They're going to get bigger from north to south because you've got to capture more of those people in order to have all the districts have relatively the same population. As that happens, you increase the odds that you stop having so many one-way elections and that folks up north actually get the kind of representation that they can respect, where they're not far left, and a great many of them are not far right by any stretch of the imagination. And they're just as puzzled as anybody as to why, you know, good, sensible people, center left or center right, don't go into politics.
Pat, did the politics change? Did the electorate change? Or did the district map simply change?
Well, the district map was a big part of it back in 2011. But even then, you had a demographic shift. You had people that were moving to bigger cities. They were moving to the Twin Cities, what have you. And when you have a population that is therefore not as we have one of the lower levels of college degrees among Midwestern states. We have people that have not traveled as far. They have not seen, you know, what happens in the rest of the world. They can't take those experiences back to their hometown the way that I did, the way that my wife did. And consequently, it's easier to get this tunnel vision about what you think is right and whatever those outsiders are saying is wrong. And it's led to a very unfortunate trend. But again, I think that as, you know, as pendulums always do, at some point that pendulum goes too far right, and people say, "Wait, I might not have fallen out the turnip truck yesterday, but this doesn't look right around."
Didn't
there.
Sign up for capital insurrection?
No, they most certainly did not, and they know that, you know, they know that in their communities the roads got to get paved. You know, I come back to the word Scott Holes all the time. To take nothing away from Governor Evers, I think that word alone helped sink Scott Walker, because people up north and everywhere just want you to pave the roads. They just want the bridges not to fall down. They want they want their kids to go to a half decent school, better yet, a full decent school. They know all these things, and that's why I think that this extremist bent that we're seeing right now doesn't have much of a shelf life left.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Pat Kreitlow from the Up North News podcast / radio show, joining Crudy in studio. Pat, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Thanks.
Your position that things come from the coast and eventually get to the Midwest and up north, I think is generally true, certainly for like pop culture items and trends and fashion and things like that. But, I mean, Wisconsin, to my opinion, Pat, has been the center of the universe for Republican malfeasance. I mean, we have exported, I think, what the Republicans have done here throughout the rest of the country, that other states in this country look to Wisconsin, look to what's happening in Wisconsin, and eventually, politically, that's what seems to be going out around the rest of the country. Pat, what do you think of my analysis?
I like it, and I'll take your analysis, and I'll raise you one, and I'll admit that other people were talking about this morning. We have been down this road in Wisconsin before. Maybe the road wasn't paved 70 years ago right. when we went down this road, but we did with a fellow named Joe McCarthy. And as he was reaching the peak of his reign of terror, a fellow Republican, Margaret Chase Smith, gave a speech, you know, on the floor, calling out McCarthyism. It wasn't called that at the time, but saying something terrible is happening. She and a lot of other, you know, mainline Republicans got bulldozed out of the way. McCarthy got his way for a while in Wisconsin. But then a couple of years later, you know, this guy named Proxmire, this other guy named Gaylord Nelson, came out of the blue in the mid-50s. And Democrats were ruling the roost for about, you know, four decades after that. So I kind of feel like we've been down this road.
I've got a new visitor. The other part of the tag team here from the Up North News podcast and radio show.
Speaking of falling off the turnip truck.
Or at least we got two out of three. We got Kirk Bangstead. He's now in studio. He's the owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company. He is part of the Up North News, Up North podcast, Up North radio show. We don't know what to call it, boys.
I always have to make very clear, and Kirk was nice enough to, you know, because this was his brainchild, that we call it the Up North podcast, which is not affiliated at all with my employer, Up North News, but it's a very nice coincidence that Kirk allows the guy from Up North News to appear on a radio show called the Up North podcast.
I'm so confused.
I'm glad we got, then you'll like knowing that Kirk brought some samples that'll help you feel better.
Kirk's bearing Minocqua Brewing later. Company beer.
It's for the show later. I'll probably give a couple to Crute and Brian, but you know we need to be well lubricated for tonight, Pat. So that's why it's here.
Tonight. He brought lube.
You want to tell him exactly what it is? It looks like a couple of cans of Fair Maps.
We got two Fair Maps and two Bernie Brews. I got more in the car, but you know, I didn't know how much these guys have such a tiny fridge in here. They're so low budge. They have like such a tiny little fridge that I can't.
Well, it's because we don't need to put booze in the freezer, man. You know,
it has no shelf
anyway.
Life. Yeah.
That's
right. It doesn't last long.
Welcome,
give them hell, Dom.
Good to be with you, man. Pat, I wanted to get one more question I had regarding the up north attitudes, religion. Full disclosure: the atheist on the panel. But what role do you think that does religion play in the, you know, the hard right conservative, hell, the evangelical, of course? How does that impact up north Wisconsin, in your opinion?
Oh, it most certainly does. And I knew that as a legislator and as a candidate for Congress. I knew the areas that had church attendance and membership as such that we weren't going to do well. And in part is because things are more brazen now than they used to be a couple of decades ago, where, you know, you just did not talk politics in church, and there were some things in politics that you just did not do. But I would contend that from Newt Gingrich onward, there's a lot, you know, Donald Trump is only the latest manifestation of things that just weren't done in politics, but you go ahead and do. And the same thing goes now with politics from the pulpit. And I hasten to add, it's not every church, not by a long shot, but there are some that get so activist that does play a role. And what you've seen, much like in political parties, a lot of moderates have kind of left altogether, is the same with religious moderates. You know, and it's only been accelerated by this pandemic. I mean, I love my pastor, but I've gotten really used to watching him while I'm flipping pancakes in my sweatpants. I don't know if I'm going back to church anytime soon, as long as that live stream is working. And I think that you're going to continue to see that trend as well. So the people most heavily involved in certain churches, they will be there, because I'll tell you what, driving down here this morning from Chippewa Falls, I remember seeing, and you've seen the Trump flags, you know, occasionally along the highway. Well, there's one, I can't remember exactly where, but it said last year, it was a big sign that said, God blessed America. Or no, it was God bless America and then a Trump flag. Well, after Trump lost, it was God blessed America. He gave us Trump. And so as long as you have that religion, that cult of personality around, we're going to have to deal with these issues.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's Pat Kreitlow. That's Kirk Bangstad. Kirk, I didn't think people went to church up north. I thought y'all went to the Church of the Lake on Sunday.
No, man. I went to the Episcopal Church until we got shut down, and I love that place. But it was definitely more of a, you know, it thought about Christianity in terms of actually helping the poor, you know, and actually, you know, looking out for those that most needed help, which is the Christianity that I follow. And that's why I went to this church. They definitely tended to be more left leaning.
I think you're leaning on the mic cord. Yeah, we got to do something about that. That's Kirk Bangstad.
Sit up straight over there.
Sit up straight, young man.
Young man.
God's watching you.
You can't have any pudding if you don't eat your meat.
Kirk, my understanding is you've got a big party planned.
Oh, my God.
Emphasis on planned.
Wait. So here we go. This is the deal. So, oh, my gosh. So I thought this was going to be easy. You know, let's do a party where we vaccinate people. We do it like, it's the marketing term, a shot and a beer. I mean, get a shot in the arm, you get a free beer, you get a tent for all these people who are vaccine hesitant, and then you have awesome bands playing on, like, inside this, like, cordoned off area where only people that have been vaccinated and have 2 weeks under their belt for full protection can go in.
And before you finish that, I want to say that on the Up North podcast last week, we had an attorney on from Minocqua, Christine Bremer, who emphasized that for all the talk about, you know, banning checking of vaccinations, federal law rules right now, it is perfectly legit to require vaccinations unless there's a state law that is passed, and that's not going to happen with, you know, the split government we have. So again, Kirk, you were right that you can set up something to require proof of vaccination.
Yeah, so it was going to be great, and we're going to probably be planning to do these parties all over the state because it's so fun. But the town of Minocqua, unfortunately, like my town, Minocqua Brewing Company, told me I just couldn't do it. They told me I couldn't do it. And so it's been a brouhaha, and we're trying to work that out. But man, oh man, how hard it is in northern Wisconsin to do the right thing, huh?
Absolutely. Kirk Bangstad, Pat Kreitlow, the Up North podcast / radio show. Not the Up North News. That's something different. But we love our friends from Up North. We're going to come back another segment with the fellas and perhaps your calls as well. 844-967-2789. Kirk, I think I'm coming to Madison tomorrow, so make sure those boys don't drink all that beer. I like myself. Free beer is my favorite. Free cold beer, that's even better.
There you go.
We are the Devil's Advocates. Stick around. Kirk Bangstad, Pat Kreitlow coming back. One more segment, then it's quitting time.
Don't drive angry. done yet.
Want to tell you a story?
The Devil's Advocates. We drink when we toast. We toast when we drink.
I come home one Friday.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, you can join us and our fine guests at 844-967-2789.
And Dom, I got two fine guests here in the Broadcast Bunker 2.0. That's Pat Kreitlow from the Up North News. And that's Kirk Bankstead from the Minocqua Brewing Company. And collectively, along with Kristen Bry, they do the Up North Podcast. Although I like to call it a radio show. Radio is a much bigger deal, boys.
Well, and it would,
it's huge.
And it wouldn't be if it weren't for you. And we are very thankful to have a broadcast home Wednesday nights at 7.
Well, we're always just looking for good content. We'll talk about tonight's show in a minute, but I got to ask you about the party, man. So not only have I convinced Dom to come to Madison and join me for tomorrow's fine broadcast, but he's coming to Minocqua with me. I mean, this better be a good party.
I have high expectations, Kirk.
I have the reservation on the last two-bedded hotel room in Minocqua over Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, okay. So this is the original plan, and it's going to be – we've got John Primer coming, who was the sideman for Muddy Waters out of Chicago. It's going to be an awesome blues band. There's like three other bands slated to come. The you guys are going to do a live broadcast there. We're going to try to vaccinate people. We're going to be giving free beer so those who get vaccinated, and we're giving progressive beer, you know, people can buy progressive beer. It's going to be a great party. Now, the question is, am I going to actually be able to have it in Minocqua? And that is something that is still yet to be determined. The town told me no. I've been working through a nonprofit called Citizens Action Wisconsin to try to get a picnic license. The legalese is too much for my head right now, but they're kind of messing with me, and it's just not great. It's not good at all.
Well, if Dom and Crute come to Minocqua, the party's in Minocqua, baby. And above and beyond that, man, it's Memorial Day weekend. You can't put a barrel of beer on the lawn and just invite some friends over?
I know. I think they're going to have to, like, carry us out of Minocqua if they don't really want us to be there, because there's a ton of people up in Minocqua on Memorial Day weekend, and a lot of people are going to want to party knowing that everybody around them is vaccinated.
Well, we're going to make it a party of some sort, and I'm not sleeping on your floor. I got a hotel room. So, you know, I don't have to drive. We'll have a good time. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's Kirk Bankstead from the Minocqua Brewing Company, Pat Kreitlow from the Up North News. Kirk, let's talk a little bit more about your political advocacy. The Minocqua Brewing Company, which is your company, you've also opened a super PAC, and you got some super cool swag at the Minocqua Brewing Company. And my understanding, some part of the proceeds of sale go to the super PAC. So it's a win-win, buddy. Tell them about the T-shirts.
Well, we got this great Fight the Power T-shirts that every time somebody buys a T-shirt, they are actually donating a free beer to the vaccine hesitant when we give them free beer. So it's kind of like a win-win. You get a T-shirt, but you also get to kind of sponsor somebody to go get vaccinated. So that's what we're doing.
And drunk.
Yeah. What?
On one beer.
Well, maybe it'd take more than one, but it's a good start.
Kirk, are the T-shirts and the swag, are they available online? I mean, can I go and get one? I'm looking for some
some
T-shirts. Some I can formal donate. Wear. I can donate a beer to a vaccine hesitant person. Seems like a great idea.
Yeah. So you can go. So it's funny. We have many different collections on the MinocquaBrewingCompany.com Facebook page. This collection is called the official May 29th Inoculation Emancipation Collection.
Nice.
So that's part of your woke collection.
Yeah, we have a pre-woke. We have a pre-woke and a woke collection. Our pre-woke collection includes all of our beers we used to have before we were woke. And then all the other stuff is progressive beer merchandise.
You know, I have pre-shrunk T-shirts, Kurt. Kirk. That's Kirk Bankstead. Kirk, real quick, the Super PAC, I know you're up to some good trouble, and people can support the Super PAC as well. How would they do that?
You just go to the website again and go on the Super PAC tab. And basically, if you donate to the Super PAC, you're donating to three different things. One is you're donating to tell people that gerrymandering is happening in the North Woods and to inform voters so they demand that their legislators vote for fair maps. We are putting up billboards every time Ron Johnson or Tom Tiffany lies. We're putting up billboards reminding people that they're lying to you.
That's a lot of billboards, Kirk.
Exactly. And we spend a lot of money on those billboards. And then the third thing is we're doing radio ads, and we're doing a Facebook post on the Wisconsin Republican legislature and pointing everything that Voss does to the actual Republican legislators in the North Woods, because Voss couldn't do all the things he's doing if those guys actually stood up against him. So we're pointing at those guys too.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's Kirk Bangstad. He is the proprietor of the Minocqua Brewing Company. You better be the host with the most come Memorial Day weekend, because we're partying in Minocqua come hell or high water.
Keg stand.
I'm down for a keg stand.
We do the Devil's Radio keg stand official, you know.
We will do many fine activities. Pat Kreitlow with the Up North News. I've got at least one more serious question. Pat, you guys got a big show coming up at 7 o'clock on Devil Radio 92.7, and you get a fine guest. She is a hostess right here on this fine station in her own regard, and a state lawmaker, Francesca Hong. Excited to hear her on the radio. Tell us, what do you plan on talking about?
Well, we're excited to talk to her because, again, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, we don't have the representation up north that we used to have. And so when we visit with our progressive lawmakers, they're going to come from some other parts of the state. Francesca is certainly one of them. She and I have never met, but I consider her a bit of a hero already, because she has no fear about actually speaking truth to power, as exemplified in a single tweet today, where she went after Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, which is all the time saying, you know, if we just cut that money to the poor a little bit more, they'll come work for us. They'll come crawling back and work for whatever low wages and bad conditions we want. Francesca takes to Twitter and points out all the many ways that employers could be doing better in terms of wages and working conditions and not such inflexible scheduling. And she closes it out by saying that she's getting really tired of WMC just being, in her words, whiny little bitches. I want her on our show.
I like that. Francesca Hong, she's a little salty. We like salty around here. Keep your hand on the dump button. She crosses a few lines. Mostly we like that as well. We like Pat Kreitlow from the Up North News. We like Kirk Bangstad from the Minocqua Brewing Company. We appreciate you bringing beer, coming by, inviting us to the party, and previewing your big show. Again, tune in right here on Devil Radio 92.7 at 7 p.m. Central Time. You can always listen live on the Devil Radio app. And want to thank all our fine guests. They included Arthur Kanagas, the director of The World Is My Country. That is the new Martin Sheen documentary about Gary, fancy Gary Davis. Don't forget, check it out at theworldismycountry.com. Stick around, Earl Ingram's next, and Native Roots Radio, and then the aforementioned Up North podcast/radio show with Pat Kreitlow, Kirk Bangstad, and Kristen Bry. You're going to want to tune in. Gentlemen, thanks for the beer. Thanks for the company.
Hey, thank you.
See you in Minocqua real soon.
Thanks, guys.
It's over.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Go home.
Gary. Who's Gary?